Oasis Audio presents Dark Halo, Book 3 in the Angel Eyes Trilogy, by Shannon Dittamore. Read for you by Amy Lilly. Directed and engineered by Dirk Gowans. I will ascend to heaven and set my throne above God's stars. I will preside on the mountain of the gods far away in the north. I will climb to the highest heavens and be like the Most High, the Prince of Darkness. Chapter 1. Brielle.
Jake's gone. His absence races through my veins like a bomb destined to explode if it stops or slows. That's how I feel, that the truth of what happened here yesterday will kill me if I stop moving. So I don't. I keep dancing. I keep praying. Moments of peace find me, sprinkled like cinnamon onto a poisoned apple. For the 1,000th time, I yank my mind away from dark things and back to the Creator who brought Jake into my life. Back to the beauty of the celestial that is coloring this grove of trees red. I open my eyes and take it in. Our neglected apple orchard, full of brittle gray wood, snarled leaves, and cobwebs, is lit up around me. Reds of every shade grace the branches and the rotting fruit below. Dead trees are transformed. Light and life expand from their center, reminding me that reality, as I know it, is not all there is. Another sprinkle of cinnamon. Jake's been gone for 18 hours now. And still the sabers sing. Still they fight. Their presence has thinned the terrestrial veil here in the orchard, and it can't be long before their worship tears through. I don't know what that means. For me. For Stratus. My chest heaves with exertion, and my body is slick with sweat when a gigantic silver angel comes into view overhead. My celestial vision has been erratic for the last few days, but as I watch, the battle remains visible for a solid minute, if not more. It's long enough to pull me from my dance anyway, to force my gaze through the tangle of branches above. A saber hovers there. I can't tell if it's virtue. This angel's been fighting for hours, days maybe, so his skin is too bright and his wings too fast, moving like an orchestra of bowstrings. Wings that I know are made of hundreds and hundreds of blades. They blur, sending music, sharp and staccato, into the sky. Tendrils of royal blue fill the orchard, the incense of worship. They wrap around me, lifting my arms. I breathe in the saber's worship. It smells of the ocean, of briny wind and sand. The fragrance fills my chest, and I let my body mimic the ribbons of worship. I try not to take my eyes off the scene above for longer than a second or two, because 30 paces beyond the saber, a gaggle of demons dodges and leaps, avoiding the shards of white light ricocheting off the saber's wings. Like a well-aimed spear, lightning slices through three of them, and they disappear in a burst of ash. The saber's music picks up, and I dance faster, yellow incense joining the blue. Smelling of salty sunshine, it wraps around my legs, one after the other. The incense guides me. I stretch and spin, my face craned to the sky, watching, always watching. A single demon moves closer, slinking past his brothers. He jabs with his crooked sword, his mouth moving in a strange animal way. But I hear nothing of it. The song of the saber drowns his cry. I curl into myself, backing deeper into the grove. The demon is way too close. The saber must think so, too. He spins, ducking, and then arching in one swift movement. The demon tries to evade attack, but he's nowhere near fast enough. Wings of blade hack at the fallen monster, and I watch as, with a sputter of fire and sulfur, the thing is shredded. I turn slowly. Embers falling around me as the remaining demons are dispatched with one graceful spin after another. The saber's dancing too, I think. It's strange. Wonderfully strange to be dancing with an angel. The saber turns toward me, his wings slowing.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?